And he said it, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was what? With God, and the Word. So the Word was made flesh and dwelt among men. We beheld the glory of the Father. We beheld the glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But you'll notice that words, are you hearing me tonight? Words is words expressing, speaking, proclaiming truth. But we have an adversary who proclaim lies and deception. But when you got born again, you were placed back, put back into God. You became a new creature. There was nothing made over about you. You were made brand new. You were not cleaned up and dust off and patched up. Now all the who you were died, went away. And a new you came forth. You never been you before until you got born again. I'm gonna say it again. You never been you before until you got born again. You became a brand new you. I became a brand new me. And God had given us instruction how to walk, live, and operate in this life in which we've been born into. But if you will not hear what God has to say and ignore him and go and try to do things on your own, you have an adversary that will take advantage of you and he will ultimately destroy you. And that's why you cannot ignore the Word of God. You got to take him at his word. You got to submit yourself to him. He creates you, but he creates you with a will. Even you being born again, you choose. You still have a right to choose to follow God or go your own way. And it would be foolish of you and me for someone to love us that much and create us like himself, that we can choose to surrender everything we got to him, or do like the devil, be self and try to go and create your own thing, get in a mess you can't get out of. Amen. Amen. But we were born of God. The life, listen to me, the life, the nature, the character, the love, the faith, what makes God God is in your reborn spirit. To grow it, to develop it, to make it, to cause it to work powerfully for you, you have to feed on this word. And listen to him, I'm going to get ahead of myself, but you heard the word before. He gave Joshua some instruction, which good for us today, because it's still his word. Well, then the old and new, just in the old it was concealed and the new is revealed. He said, Joshua, this book of the law, other word, he was saying, this word, my word, shall never depart out of your mouth. And many times we find stuff in our mouths that's not the word of God. Now look what he said about it. This book of the law shall what? Not depart out of your mouth. But what? Thou shalt meditate in it day and night. For what reason? That you may observe to do according to all that are written therein. For then. Listen to what he said. He didn't say, then I will make you, thou shall make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. We quoted the scripture, we read the scripture last time, and I'm finding out scripture need to be said more than once and need to be meditated upon because it's their life. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variation. Neither shadow of turning. Every God is the same every time, all the time, anytime. You never find him out of place, whatever he was. The last second, he's still the same thing this second. What he was yesterday, he's still the same today. When we get to tomorrow, he's still the same. No deviation, no variation. God is the same. So, he made us some marvelous promises. Are you in the house? I'm talking. Because we heard it somewhere. He made us some marvelous promises. And then he said in 2 Corinthians 5:1-20, he's all, not some. Now listen. All the promises of God in him is yes. Not a one of them is nay, but all is yes and amen. How many? All of them. All of the promises of God in him. All right, where's the promises? In him. Who is him? Jesus, right? Christ. Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? I mean, you're born again. So he's in me. He's in you. So if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will because he's in you. And all the promises is in his word. And Jesus is the word. Jesus is the living word. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. It might be done, shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Shall be done. So, I said all that to get to this. And this is why we take God at his word and not be negligent concerning what he said. Should I say negligent by neglecting and doing something else? We should be diligent. We should be diligent about the word of God. It is our life. And he told us how to, what to do, because he had made some definite promises and they are sealed in blood. They're blood sworn oaths. He cannot lie. Before he lied to you or me, he told Abraham, before I lie, I'll destroy myself. That's, boy, what a guaranteed promise. Before one word I told you fail, if I swear by myself, because I could swear by no greater. Wow. Guarantee. Absolute. Many times we allow circumstances in our lives and stuff we get involved in to shake us up and move us away from that promise. But he can't fail you. You have to fail to act, fail to believe. The word will never fail. Wow. So, listen to these words, what he said, what he says, how we are to approach him. Hebrews, I'm reading from the King James. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. So y'all can put that up if you can get it up. I'm reading from the King James. Boy, we got a signal going on back there, don't we? Anyway, that's all right. You doing that, Bo? Okay. All right. Okay. Glory to God. That may be signal for y'all to come on up closer. I don't know. But anyway, if we can't laugh, I don't know what we can do.